the pain clinic issue really came to be a problem when people discovered, and everybody discovered, that there was a loophole in the ACA licensing requirements for medical facilities, where if you weren't accepting reimbursement, there were absolutely zero regulations for pain management clinics or any type of clinic.
Those regulations coming from the Agency for Healthcare Administration in the state of Florida.
That's correct. And that loophole has been closed by legislation that went into effect last October that requires all pain management facilities to be licensed by ACA and go through the licensing inspection process. And current legislation by Senator Fasano actually closes the loophole for all types of medical facilities.
So let me ask you about that. You're talking about in this Florida legislature right now, the State House has approved some restrictions on pain clinics and the type of medications that doctors can provide. But you mentioned already some loopholes have been closed, but you're saying there are still some out there that are being exploited.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the House bill. The House bill is more a special interest piece of legislation. You could ultimately close every pain clinic in Florida, and this problem would still exist. These medications, this diversion of medications is dramatic, and it is not related solely to pain clinics. Why pain clinics have a responsibility in this, it is not the whole responsibility. The Senate bill has some very good language in it, but the one key thing that seems to be missing right now is that the rules that the Board of Medicine spent 2 years developing are sitting on the back burner, and no one's going through to validate them. And so right now we have these great rules that aren't in force because they haven't been validated by the legislature.
And I want to get more into what the legislature is doing that, but I also want to bring into our conversation the chairman of the Osceola County Commission, Brandon Arrington. Brandon, what's the history of pain clinics and this becoming a problem in Osceola County that the commission recently took this step just last week of passing a moratorium on opening new clinics in Osceola County?
We currently have about 14 pain clinics in Osceola County, and it was an issue that was brought to our attention through our sheriff. He had addressed it and said there were many counties and cities throughout Osceola, not only Central Florida, but throughout our state altogether. So we're actually a little late to getting to this party as far as putting a moratorium in place. And the idea behind it from Osceola County standpoint is that we didn't want to allow any more pain clinics to come online currently at this time, to give our staff some time to do some research, to really look at what pain clinics mean to our community, what are some regulations we might need to put in place as far as locations. With our moratorium, we placed a limitation on hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. We also put a requirement of no cash payments to give some accountability and some traceability to funds that are being purchased for the medication. So it gives us the time to take a step back to reassess some of the issues. Also to give the state some time to close some of those loopholes that were spoken about earlier.
Governor Rick Scott recently came around to support a prescription drug database in Florida, and this would monitor, I guess, when you go in for prescriptions of certain types of medicine, you would be logged into the system. It would be something that physicians would be able to access. You'd be able to find out, are people shopping around for doctors, just going down the street, maybe to another pain clinic, trying to get more of these medications? Paul Sloan, from your end of things, how important is a drug database?
For a doctor doing pain management or any doctor prescribing controlled substances, the database is one of the most important tools in providing good medical care and knowing who your patient is. The last thing you want to do is be prescribing medications to someone who's getting these from other doctors. And the key is that they're not disclosing it to you. And that's what makes it a criminal act when the patient does not disclose that they've gotten these medications within the past 30 days from another doctor. And really what it does is it lets you know if your patient's being honest with you. And if your patient's not being honest with you, it's not a patient you want to deal with. The database is an amazing tool if doctors use it and they use it properly. Unfortunately, the problem with the database in Florida and almost every other state except Nevada is that there is no requirement for the doctor to use it. And that's a shame.